السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب, اہلن وسہلن و مرحبن ٹو یو آن دس بیوٹیفل تھرسڈے مارننگ, دا فرسٹ آف آگسٹ. مے اللہ تعالیٰ گرانٹ یو صحہ, اللہ گرانٹ یو اسٹرینتھ, اینڈ اللہ تعالیٰ ٹیک گریٹ ورک آف دین فرام یو. حضرت مفتی صاحب, اللہ تعالیٰ بلیس یو اینڈ یور فیملی فار یور قربانی. دا کیپیٹل گروپ الحمد للہ for sponsoring the programs of Markaz Sahaba, Alhamdulillah, Radio Al-Ansar, may Allah Ta'ala grant all of them ajri azim. And we don't know, thousands and thousands of people are benefiting, and we don't know that on the day of Qiyamah, maybe this little effort that we put in every morning, Allah Ta'ala make it azriya of our forgiveness. Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بارك الله فيكم وانا سليم كريم. آمين 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 to all the wonderful supplication and duas. جزاك الله خيرا to our technicians, brother Junaid Khan and brother زكريا. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 25th of Muharram, 1446. For the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 37, Surah As-Saffat, verses 11, 12 and 13. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that how He protects and preserves the Wahi revelation, and no Satan, no Lucifer, no agent of Lucifer can come and disturb the authenticity of the Wahi and revelation. Now Almighty Allah is posing questions to humanity and those who reject the message and the messengers. First of Tihim, you ask them, أَهُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا, what are they more powerful in creation, meaning that they reject the life after death and Almighty Allah will resurrect us. So ask them, are they more powerful than in creation? أَمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا, compared to what we have created, the heavens, the earth, the universe, the entire creation. Are they more stronger than them? Obviously not. We all know that the camels and the mountains and so many million, billion, zillion things are much more stronger physically than human beings and so forth. So Almighty Allah speaks about our origin, how He, Almighty Allah, on a Friday created our spiritual father and the father of humanity, Adam, and that is Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam. His name is Nami, his honorable name is mentioned 25 times in the noble Quran. Inna khalaqnahum, indeed we created them. Almighty Allah stamping His majesty, authority, sovereignty. We, because no human being, no scientist, no professor, no country can create even a single fly. And Almighty Allah has challenged them. لَيْ يَخْلُقُوا ذُبَابًا وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. You can't even create today, tomorrow, nor any time right till doomsday, even one single fly. Even if all of you come together for that purpose. Purpose. Chapter 22, verse number 73. So there you have it. That is for all the scientists, professors who think that they can do as they want to, but Almighty Allah shows them, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Human being has been created with weakness, so many weaknesses. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ, only we have created, because creating is only Almighty Allah. It is His, remember that that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's prerogative that He alone creates. Inna khalaqnahum min tweenil lazib. So khalaqnahum, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, and then the progeny of Adam alayhi salam. So we are the children of Adam and then Eve. Min tweenil lazib. So from such mud that is sticky mud, remember that. So that is the origin. So we should remember our humble origins. But human being, what they do? Nay, but instead of embracing the truth, the message and the messengers, bal ajibta wa yaskharun. Nay, what they do? You are surprised and astonished. Is that so? Wa yaskharun. And they make a mockery and they ridicule the message and the messengers and so forth. But when they die and just about to die, then the reality hits them. But alas, it's too late. Wa idha dhukiru. And when they are given admonishment and advices, they will not accept it. Why they would not accept it? Because of their pride, arrogance and ignorance. So that is what we see in today's world. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. 25th of Muharram, 1446. Gaza genocide, 300 days, folks. So that is, you must remember, 10 months now since, remember, this war, as they want to call it, war. It's no war. It's a conflict of occupation, terrorists and murderers with people who are oppressed for the past 76 years. So we need to call it what it is. Remember that. So we present to you today's news, views, interviews, locally, nationally and internationally, globally. So Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, we start with the sad news. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Ismail Haniya was martyred, remember, yesterday, and that was about 2 a.m. Tehran time, Iran time, by the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Now here the question we say, first question we will say, that what should we say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. How Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said for his beloved son, Inna bi firaqika lamahzunun ya Ibrahim. With your separation we are so sad and grieved. O Ibrahim, my beloved son, we say to the Palestinians and to the family of Ismail Haniya, Inna bi firaqika lamahzunun ya Ismail. That we are very, very saddened and grieved with your departure. And remember that your name will always shine as the names of Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, and now Ismail Haniya al-Shaheed. All of them were martyred. 2004 was Sheikh Ahmed Yassin. After 25, 26 days was Dr. Abdul Aziz Rantisi, and now remember Ismail Haniya al-Shaheed. Now the question we have to ask, what is Iran's role in this? Every person who knows Shiaism, then you will know they are worse than the Jews and Christians. As mentioned by Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah in Minhaj al-Sunnah, in his fatawa and so forth, they are our greater enemies, Gargachor. They have Muslim names and so forth. So don't come and teach me about the Shias and their khianat and their treachery. Sheikh Yusuf Qardawi, who lived and we met him, remember, several times, he said, I wasted my life speaking about Ittihad and unity between Sunnis and Shias. When he went there and he saw in Kashan what they have done, built a shrine for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, so then he said, I wasted my life in this field there. And then he would call Hezbollah Hezbo Shaitan. Question, who benefits from the martyrdom of Ismail Haniya? Obviously, Israel benefit, needless to say that. But who else? Iran. So you must remember, who gave all the intelligence? So where is the intelligence of Iran? Where is, you must remember, all their security and so forth? How can it be that you have such a high-profile person and they know exactly where he is and there's only one person, bodyguard and so forth? So Iran's hands are involved in this. Just like Karbala. I'm not saying this is exactly the same, but just to draw a parallel, remember, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu was invited by the Kufar Shias, and he went, and Allah wanted to elevate his status. So it was in Muharram, it was Friday, day of Ashura, 61 year after Hijrah, and now Muharram, remember again, 1446, and Israel and Iran, they are the best friends of one another. Din ko gali dete hai, raat ko zina karte hai. Daytime they swearing, cursing one another, and nighttime they are busy plotting, planning against the true Muslims. That is the history of Shias. You must be a moron if you don't understand these things here. Third one, who's to benefit? America. Remember Blinken the Harami, he says America got nothing to eat, we want a ceasefire. So who the hell vetoed the ceasefire in the United Nations Security Council? You are the ones, Americans. We will never forget and we will never forgive. You are the ones guilty of the murder of 1 million people there in Iraq. You murdered 500,000 babies and children in Iraq based on a lie. Remember, it's an election year in America. You know, our Muslim Ummah suffers from selective amnesia. You know, when Obama was the president, so now he pulled off a stunt, because Al-Awam Kal-An'am, masses are asses. He said, we killed Osama bin Laden. And the American public said, yes, we must vote for Obama. So that was a foolish thing. But remember, Obama was shaheed long time before that. Therefore, they did not show the body to anybody. So now the Americanos are benefiting. You see, we told you that we will support Israel. Hamas are terrorists. They want to kill our people. They want to kill, destroy Israel. And ours and Israel, we are one. Remember that. So therefore, America must fall, Israel must fall, and all the real terrorists have to fall. And the global narrative is changing. 80-90% no, Palestinians are the victims, and Israel and America are the super terrorists. Don't forget, there are many other players as we go along. Inshallah, we'll speak about that. Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus for our brother Ismail Haniya al-Shaheed. His family, Sabre Jamil, more than 80 members of his family already martyred. BB says that we gave a crushing blow to our enemies. So there in Hezbollah, Hezbollah Shaitan, the Kufar Shias, that they killed Fuad Shukri, and he was a big commander of Hezbollah Shaitan. And then they martyred, remember, with a rocket strike straight, they say, from Israel right to Tehran. And remember, Israel and Iran cahoots with one another, and America overseeing all this. How many billion dollars were exchanged to bring them on board? So that's another story. Israelis keep on torturing Palestinians. Remember that they rape their women, and they use the broomsticks to insert in the back passage of the men and so forth. And they justify it. Even some of their MPs and MK members of the Knesset say, yes, we can do that. So that is Israel and the Jews and Zionists, a cursed nation, and will always be punished by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Trump says, blowing his trumpet, Israel is in danger, and the only person that can save Israel is me, Donald Duck Trump. Donald, you just missed the bullet. You duck there, you shaitan, you harami, making a storm everywhere. Say, vote for me, and I will save Israel. Nobody can save Israel. Israel, inshallah, in our lifetime, will be blown off the map of this world. Remember that. You know Allah Ta'ala gave Palestine al-Muhtalla to the Crusaders and Christians for 88 years, from 1099 to 1187, and now it's 76 years for the Jutlas. This is the system of Almighty Allah, and they're losing their influence, credibility, and everything. Algeria recalls the envoy from France. Now look at what America did, Israel did, and France did. They speak about human rights, they speak about democracy, they speak speak about freedom. So they wanted, remember, the fool and the murtad and a donkey, I need to call him, the king of Morocco, that he must come on board with the Abrahamic Accord. So they told him, the Moroccan government and the king, who's the king for past 25 years, okay, you just join Israel, recognize Israel, and we will turn a blind eye to all the areas that you have occupied and so forth illegally. Israel are occupying force, you also become an occupying force, and we will just turn a blind eye. So France agreed with that, so Algeria very upset, and Algeria are dead against Israel, and dead against, you must remember, this all stealing other people's land. So well done to Algeria, remember. Understand these things here. Flights to Israel from America, Britain cancelled. Delta Airlines cancelled flights. British Airways cancelled flights. So they're losing not millions, billions of dollars per day, politically, economically, militarily, and in every way they're getting more and more humiliated and disgraced. Bibi trying to draw the US into this war. So therefore they will attack Syria, attack Lebanon, attack Hamas, attack whoever, and if anybody speaks too much, then they'll say our big brother will come to help us and so forth. So, and the foolish people in America will say yes, because the prostitutes and prostitutes, they will get paid by APEC and by the Jews. So remember, the wealthy, wealthy Jews, you know how the politics works. BBC presenter, you see, he was one of the most famous guys. He pleads guilty and to indecent pictures of young girls and so forth and so. These are the haramis, remember that. So we need to name them, shame them, and humiliate them. So that is what the West is all about. A bunch of haramis, and they have a decadent culture. They will get busy with their own daughter and their own son and so forth, committing incest and so forth. Moscow says Israel is guilty of gross violation of international law. So 100% we agree with Putin. Putin is a better option for Muslim countries than America and so forth. And China also is better. But not that they are good people. They are from the worst of the worst, so they are better. So that is what we mean, remember that. But these people, they fools, you know, there's America, there's Arab regions and countries and so forth, that they think that America will help them. Israel assassinates 2 Jazeera journalists. How many journalists have you murdered? Oh, you murdering regime. Oh, you apartheid terrorist rogue regime of Israel. So remember, they don't want to allow international press and so forth, but they say they are the most democratic country in the Middle East. They say they have the most moral army. They have the most disgraced army in the world, and they are no democracy. Complete dictator by the Jutlas and the Harami Zionists, treating the Palestinians as 4th-5th class citizens. Venezuela police surround the Argentinian embassy. You know why? Because 6 political leaders of the opposition are hiding there inside, and Argentina said they don't recognize Maduro as the president of Venezuela. They're all puppets of America. So America wants the opposition to come, and we stand with Maduro, we stand with Russia. Anybody causes harm to America, Israel, whoever the hell it is, it can be, you understand, an atheist, it can be a kafir Shia, it can be who, for that, on that score, we will stand with them for a little while, and then the crimes they commit, then that we will highlight as well. Now listen to Trump. You know, in English we have a saying, play the ball, do not play the man. So Trump knows he's losing. So now in the polls and the survey, Harris is beating him. Imagine a black lady beating the white guy, the egoist and the narcissist and the war criminal also. They're all war criminals. Who stopped the war? Nobody stopped any war. Who condemned them? Nobody. Why couldn't they close Guantanamo Bay? And they want to tell you about democracy. They want to tell you about human rights and so forth. Trump says he's addressing the black journalists. Imagine that in America. Trump says, you know what? Harris was an Indian. And she always said she's an Indian. Then suddenly she became black and so forth and so on. So you see, that is what Trump does. He knows he might lose. And what a humiliation it will be for him and his supporters. Now listen to, remember the statement I made just now. America is an election year. So what must you do? American public are masses of asses. That we all know, right? The politicians are crooked to the core. Majority of them are prostitutes and prostitutes. Just give them money and they'll sell their mother also. So anyway, so now the 9/11 came about again. So today's news, breaking news. They say that they have made a deal and reached a plea deal. With who? Khalid Shah Mohammed. That he is guilty with two other guys for the 9/11, so remember that. That was an inside job by America and Mossad and blame the Arabs and so forth. But now they will tell him that he must say, and somebody will benefit some money, millions, billions again. So again, to make the Muslims look like they are the terrorists and so forth. You must be an idiot if you don't understand what happens in an election year, that they want to win at all cost, you must remember. So make Islam and the Muslims look bad and you will win. But the more they try, the more Islam spreads and more Americans embrace Islam. Wallahu mutimmu nurihi walau karih al kafirun. They want to extinguish the nur, the radiance of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah states that Islam will spread throughout the whole world and Islam will dominate, wallahu, whether you like it or not, walau karih al kafirun. The non-Muslims can hate it, remember that. Saudi's bid for the 2034 FIFA World Cup officially has been done. You as a true Muslim, if you got true Iman, you got so many emails, you got Twitter, you got Instagram and Facebook and what, I don't even know how this Facebook, Instagram works at that. Send out messages, Saudi Arabia must never ever get the World Cup. They are a complete dictatorship. They are a disgrace to Islam and Muslims. MBS is a murtad bin shaitan and disgracing Islam, and you just send a tweet out there in Saudi Arabia against him, he will lock you up, remember, for how many years. The Imam of the Haram, Sheikh Salih Ali Talib Hafizullah, Allah protect him, wara'ah, is still in jail for telling the people don't go to mixed gatherings, don't go to the cinemas and so forth. Imam of Makkah Haram, I translated so many khutbahs of his, so he's in jail for 10 years. What you Salafis have to say about that, you scholars for dollars, shaitans? So remember, every true Muslim must say there's no human rights there. It's a complete dictatorship. And remember that the West, I told you just now, so whether it's FIFA, whether it's America, they sell themselves for dollars and so forth. Millions and billions of bribes will be paid so Saudi can host. Inshallah, by that time, their government will be kicked out. Inshallah. Allahumma ahlik al Saud kama ahlakta Adaw wa Thamud. Pakistan, big problem with the Gwada port. Remember the Baluchis who are there and they are marching, protesting and so forth. So all this Pakistan, I don't think will ever come right, you must remember, because the politicians from top to bottom corrupted like you can't believe and so forth. Okay, then, so now listen to this. I just picked up this news last night, late at night. You South Africans, I'm addressing you. You British, I'm addressing you. So remember, and especially for you South Africans, from January 1, 2026, you will have to apply for a visa. And then only, and if it is approved and ratified, then only will you be able to enter Israel. You see that? Israel is very upset. Why did South Africa humiliate them in the ICJ, in the International Court of Justice, and they were found guilty and apartheid and so forth and so on. So therefore, they will bring this restriction. So wake up, O Ummah, that now your September holidays will come, your November November, December holidays will come. Go, go in your thousands. Remember, take millions of rands and what have you. Go help the Palestinians, because from next year, hardly any Muslim will be given and granted permission unless you're a supporter maybe of the DA or something. So wake up and understand these issues. These are burning issues. We should know this here. Okay, let me give you some local news. I told you, I'll never ever vote for ANC. So they had an international survey. How many organizations and worldwide? Remember, 7,000. ANC is considered as the 16th most corrupt organization in the world out of 7,000 organizations. Doesn't that speak volumes? Why you think South Africa is going backwards and so forth? Do you know what's happening in Durban? The police have killed, remember, 10 criminals. They put them away. Is that right or wrong? I agree. The biggest, one of the biggest things ANC did, and they removed the death penalty. So now the cops, remember, cops and robbers, you know that. So now the cops see that these criminals are pulling out guns, our lives are in danger. So they put a bullet through them. I agree with that 100%. So remember, there are so much crime, criminality. And then in the police themselves, how many criminals there are and so forth. So we all know about these type of things here. So no ceasefire, that will suit Bibi Netanyahu very, very well, and that is what happened. And then another issue for South Africa, I told you we must bring Starbucks, we must bring McDonald's, we must bring KFC to their knees, boycott them. That halal certificate is not worth the paper on which is written. They all are admitting. They are losing millions and billions of dollars. Yesterday I read an article, Woolworths also experiencing difficulty in their overseas branches, some of it in South Africa and what have you. So remember, my fatwa and advice to you will be, for what must we go to Woolworths? Just explain that to me. So remember, any one of them who support Israel completely, so why should we go? We should go to other places. Do you have any iman in your heart, really? Did you think about the Palestinian child and how they are being murdered and massacred and genocide taking place, and we go and support these people who are supporting Israel? I mean, it's a real ethical issue, moral issue. We can't be such, you understand, treacherous people and such hypocrites, you must remember. Just tell them, go to hell. I'm telling them, go to hell. Whether it is a McDonald's or whether it's KFC or whether it's Starbucks or whoever. So we must be very clear on this issue there. You won't die. I don't know when last I went to these places. I never go to these places. We're still living, alhamdulillah, and we feel very healthy also. So inshallah, today 8:30 to 9 will be Brother Abu Bakr Rawat with Brother Maulana Zahid Khan, the interview. 11 to 12 normally is our fiqh program. We will discuss Ismail Haniya and Hamas and who are the people and countries benefiting and who's behind all this. I told you a few names, but there's other people also involved. You need to understand the real politics. Don't be a simple Simon all your life. And ulama, yesterday I spoke to one Maulvi. He said, no, me, I'm not interested in current affairs. So I told him, you studied 6-7 years in a darulum. Your teachers never taught you. That if you don't know what's happening in your country, in the world, then you're a jahil, according to the fuqaha and the jurors, you're ignorant person. So we must wake up and understand what are the current trends and what's really happening. So that will be between 11 and 12, inshallah. 1 to 2 will be tafsir. Tonight is Laylatul Jumu'ah. Abandon durood sharif, salawat, salutations, and surah kaf and everything else. Make dua for the haramain sharifain. Make dua for Masjidul Aqsa and all the other masajid. Jamal Salim, we have 15 minutes left. Inshallah, we start firing up with the questions.
Mufti Saab, if it's sunnah to make dua after Farz Salah, my friends tell me that it's not a sunnah, it's just an Indian innovation.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. These people, you must remember, they can't even read Quran properly, look inside. They just saw something on the internet, or they met the pseudo-scholars, the Salafis, and talk too much.
It Imam Tirmidhi Rahimahullah's book is called Sunan Tirmidhi Jami lil Imam Tirmidhi, and one of the great commentaries is, you must remember, Tuhfatul Ahwadi. I taught Tirmidhi Sharif there at Dalum Newcastle for 12-13 years, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and I used to use this commentary extensively. This is written by a Salafi, remember that. It's a very good commentary, but many places, remember, the way he criticized the Hanafis, that is uncalled for. But on the whole, it's very informative for a teacher to use it. You Salafis, this man is a Salafi, Abdurrahman Mubarak Furi, is actually Mubarak Puri. So, but anyway, that is Rahimahullah. So he wrote this commentary in Arabic and go open a Salah ad-Dua, or he was a member, Ba'd al-Maktubat. He brought 5 or 6 ahadith to prove that there is Dua after first Salat and so forth. But these Jahil people today, they're like sheep, you know. They just went Makkah, Medina, or just met some Salafi pseudo scholars. You know what they will tell you? After you make dua to rub your fingers, your thumb, and so forth over your face, they'll tell you it's bid'ah. The fools and idiots don't even know the basics of hadith. Go open Bulughul Maram. Hafiz ibn Hajar, rahimahullah, who Sheikh Albani, rahimahullah, used to say, Lam yulad mithlahu ba'dahu. He writes in Bulughul Maram, in Kitab al-Dua, that when he mentions that it's sunnah to, you know, rub the face and so forth after you finish your dua, he say, al-hadithu fi hadhal babi kathira. Words like that, he used so many ahadith on this topic, but these crazy Salafis will tell you is bid'ah. To make dua after first salat is sunnah. Remember that. You read Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. To make it ijtima'an, he has proven it in Tuhfatul Ahwadi. Yes, what is wrong of our people is this. Some of them have made it like compulsory. If the imam does not make dua after the first salat, some people will object on him. Why are you not making dua? That is ghulu. That is wrong. But to reject the dua collectively, individually, after first salat is jahalat and ignorance of today's Salafis.
Mufti Sahab, if a person has a serious illness, is it proper for the doctor to tell the patient that he will die soon and put him into a depression state?
So what the doctors have to worry? Their aim is just milking cow. Majority of the doctors today, Muslim, non-Muslim, remember, are just out to make money. What they going to worry, whether you go into depression or you go into suppression or you go into what, transgression? Oh, they're not interested in that. First question they'll ask you, you go to the clinic, hospital, what's your, you got medical aid. You got no medical aid, then we must bring cash and so forth. So that is how it is today. The whole thing is commercial. Remember that, and nobody can refute that. Second one is this, that the doctor will tell you, no, I must tell you that is the way we have been trained and so forth and so on. So we dead against all that. My beloved mother, she was so ill, you understood. So we never ever told her she had leukemia and that. In fact, in 96, then I took her for Umrah with the help and mercy of Allah. She even kept too fast there. So we had few days of Ramadan and when we came back and so forth. Then I had to take her back. Even the doctor told me you can't take her from the hospital. I tell you, go to hell, man. You don't come and tell me it's my mother this, you know. They made me sign some documents. When I went back, he said he wouldn't treat my mother. I went to the supervisor, he was a Muslim. He said, you just take this letter and tell him. He must treat her, otherwise it'll be serious. So he started. Anyway, cut long story short, a Chinese doctor came and he asked, Omar, you know what's wrong with you? You got cancer. So then finish everything. Obviously, we believe that you'll pass away on the appointed time. But according to us, our Islamic teachings, you should not be informing the patient. It will just cause the quality of life, remember, will just get worse for that person. So therefore, Moka Eshanasi Mardam Sharasi, you must see the occasion and you must see the person that you are speaking to. But doctors today, majority, they're not worried. When that milking cow gets finished, the medical aid is all finished, they'll tell the family, take him home, now we can't do anything. But you took millions already. First Mal Park, and then West Park, and then Allah Park. So that's how it goes nowadays. Ji.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to recite Quran from a smartphone?
If you read from a smartphone or ugly phone and all that, you're traveling and so forth, it's permissible. And if you have wudu, you know, ablution, it's better, but it's not compulsory and so forth. But now you're in your house, you're in a masjid. So read from the Quran, don't read from your smartphone and so forth and so forth. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. Allah Ta'ala called it the kitab, the book. So much more. See in the phone how many movies there are, how much pornography there are, how many 100,000 million things are haram. But if you read it in while you're traveling and so forth, and it's convenient, so it's fine, it's permissible. Without wudu, also permissible. But it's not something we'll encourage. Now I see our Maulvis, they learned a new trick now. I saw it myself. I see it, I don't know. So now they come with the tablet, they come with the iPad, they come with their smartphones. Now Jummah time, they're giving khutbah from that there. So what you want to do? You must remember that. So you won't even catch the stick, you know, hold the stick. That also is a sunnah. This also is hulu. You must remember some masajid took the stick and threw it right out. Leave the stick there, the asa. Who wants to use it, use it. Don't want to use it, don't use it. It's a flexible issue, but it's sunnah 100%. Remember that I must have a, I'll fall down otherwise. So because half the time the mimbar, the steps are so small, and I wear size 12, size 13 shoes. So, and then there's no balance, you know. So therefore, we need to be clear. Everything in Islam must be i'tidal. We must have moderation, not moderation of the politicians. The moderation of Islam, we must remember. Don't use all these stupid things. You read from the kitab if you have not by-hearted the khutbah and sermon.
Mufti Sahib, after Isha Salah, the Imam announces that the first Salah has to be repeated as he did not have wudu. Should the two sunnats and witr also be repeated?
Remember that only the Hanafis will say only the first Salat has to be repeated. You know it happened there in Karachi, Maulana, when we were studying there. Imam Sahib would announce after hours, you understand, that people who read Fajr Salat, does that repeat the Salat and so forth. So that you don't have to repeat the Witr and so forth. This is the fatwa of the Hanafis. But the Isha Salat you will have to repeat and so forth. So remember, that is what you should do. Second one is this, according to Shafis and them, you don't have to repeat, because when the Imam Salat breaks, according to Shafis and them, it doesn't mean automatically that the Muswallis and Muqtadi Salat break. So they don't have to repeat the Salat. According to Hanafis, you will have to repeat it.
Mufti Sahib, there are many sunnats that was done by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many ulama don't know every sunnah. Yet majority of the ulama will nail you and chain you if a man does not have a beard. Why is the beard more emphasized than that of first salah?
Brother, you've got the wrong end of the miswak, you've got the wrong end of the stick. Let me explain to you two, three issues here. Number one is this, you know Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Mohana Zakariya, Sheikh al-Hadith, Nawarallahu Marqadahu, came to South Africa, Ramadan, you know, in 1981. And then on the 1st of Sha'aban, 1402, 1982, Hazrat Sheikh passes away in Medina Munawwara. He's buried there in Baqi, Rahmatullahi Alayhi, one of the greatest muhaddisin in the past century. Whether you like, don't like, that's your business. I'm telling you the facts, inshallah. So why I'm telling you about him? So Hazrat Sheikh Nawarallahu Marqadahu, not always he was sick or something. So those students who studied by Sheikh, you understood, they knew when Hazrat Sheikh used to walk also, the teachers would tell them, don't make salam to Sheikh. Why? He's reading Quran all the time, going to class, coming to class. When Sheikh Hazrat Sheikh Nawarallahu Marqadahu was well, he used to read 2 rakat salat daily for 1 sahabi. Which sahabi? Abu Umama al-Bahili. He said Abu Umama al-Bahili radiallahu anhu made and did such a favor for me and you, the Ummah, so I want to appreciate. Every day when he was well, he used to read 2 rakat salah specially for him. He, Abu Umama al-Bahili, came, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you teach us this dua, you teach us this dua, and so much. Obviously, we can't remember all the duas. You say we must seek Allah's protection from this, from that. So teach us one complete, comprehensive dua that will include all your duas, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger, peace be upon you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught him, Abu Umama, read, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa a'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adha minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, I'm asking you all the good that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked for. I'm seeking all the protection from which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought protection from. So that favor he did includes all the du'as. So remember, my brother, why do the ulama emphasize the sunnah? Because Quran says so. Surah 3 verse 31, In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah jalla wala, fattabi'uni, then follow me, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately in all walks of life. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Allah jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah ta'ala will forgive you your sins. And if you oppose the sunnah, you consider it light, you say, yeah, it's just sunnah. Surah 24, Surah Nur, chapter 24, verse 63, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ عَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُصِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةٌ أَوْ يُصِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Beware those people who oppose the command, the teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that such a calamity will befall you. Either you will enter nifaq, hypocrisy, either you will leave Islam, either you will be a muzabzab, totally in between. So meaning big calamities will befall you if you are not careful. O yusibahum azabun alim, a painful punishment will afflict you. That is Quran, Surah 24, chapter 24, Surah Nur, verse number 63, the second last verse. Now you ask about beard. You see, the first mistake you make is this. Beard is not sunnah, it's wajib. Hazrat Sheikh Nawwar al-Marqadahu wrote a kitab in Arabic, a book, Wujubu i'fa il-lihya. It's wajib, compulsory for the male to keep the beard and lengthen it. Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, of Saudi Arabia, was so impressed with this book. He's blind. He passed away. I met him several times. So you must remember, he wrote a ta'aliq on it. He wrote footnotes on it. He was so impressed with this book and so forth. And Hazrat Sheikh Nawwar al-Marqadahu, who has mentioned Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanafi's, Hanbali's, all say is wajib and compulsory. So therefore the ulama, they emphasize its importance. Come, I teach you something, my brother. 1977, I went to Jalalabad to spend time with Hazrat Ji. This is Hazrat Ji Jalalabadi. Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, who passed away on a Friday, 1992. Hazrat Ji Nawwar Allah Marqadahu of Jalalabad said something, bahut pyara jumla. He said, a person, like you saying now, a person can be doing farz, he's reading salat. A person can be fasting, Ramadan. A person can be performing umrah. Person can be performing hajj. All these kind of things. So hajj compulsory, fasting compulsory, salat compulsory. But yet, when he shaves his beard, he's getting a sin all the time. Daytime, night time, sleeping time, all the time. So you understand why the ulama make that. And what you want to be? You want to imitate the female? I told you the story. So yeah, in Heidelberg, the Bura under apartheid, they invited me. They said, Ukomas almal fal, you're a birthman. Why all of you, you must remember, you'll keep beards and that. You can't tell them Quran and Sunnah and all these kind of things. So I asked them, Buta, eh, I told him in Afrikaans English, broken, you know, about like, to make him understand. All whites. I said, you've been to Kruger National Park? He said, yes. I said, you said, you did Liu Khasin. You saw the lion, the king of the jungle. I said, you saw what a big beard he got. If you remove it, then what happens? He looked at me. I said, you see, story time. There was a male and female. So the wife gave birth. Few months, now the baby, you see. Now the baby climbs on the father's chest. Why? He's crying. He wants milk. He said, nee, as khanuch. No fastanek. You're confusing everybody. We don't know who are the male and female. And that's exactly what Shaitan wants. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ Chapter 4, verse 119. Did you wonder why the rabbis, they have such big beards? You must remember that. So all does because they know that is the actual teaching of the Torah. Every messenger, every prophet had a beard, brother. So remember, to shave the beard is a major, major sin, and the sin is daimi. It continues all the time. You're reading Salat, you're still getting sin for shaving the beard. You're fasting Ramadan, you're still getting sin. You're in Makkah, Medina, still you're getting sin. So therefore, they speak about it. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala give us proper understanding of our deen and not get impressed and overwhelmed. The West is the best and white is right. That is why we tell you all this, your movies, Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood, Tiger Hood, are all haramis and shaitan. Allah Jalla, today is a janaza day in Tehran, and by who it will be led? By this kuffar Shias. You understand? Ayatollah Khamenei will lead the janaza of Ismail Haniyeh. Tomorrow he'll be buried there in Doha, Qatar. I hope they repeat the janaza there again. And Allah Ta'ala grant Ismail Haniyeh and all our martyrs and shuhada Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah decimate the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.